I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Clashes between the Army and M23 rebels continue in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, despite both sides calling for a ceasefire. Rebels have stepped up their campaign, capturing key towns and uprooting 7.8 million people. Helen Williams, a World Missionary Press, says their partners live near one of the cities captured by rebel forces.
People are starving. There are massacres, kidnappings. And so people are afraid. People are disguised as civilians, but they're really the danger. Prisoners who've left burned out prisons are now loose in the neighborhood.
Some believers have lost family members in the fighting. Others are struggling to share the hope of Christ. Yet gospel work continues. Pray for spiritual and physical strength for local believers as they continue their work in the crisis. Then, Algeria's ongoing deterioration of religious freedom has resulted in closed churches and prosecution charges against pastors. Frank Stevenson of Transworld Radio says despite the current trajectory, the region is steeped in Christian tradition.
There were actually quite a few key Christian leaders that came from that area in the early few hundreds after Christ.
These days, many believers in Algeria are discouraged by the lack of resources and support.
They might have to travel far to meet with other Christians, or they might feel lonely or isolated, and especially in families, if one family member becomes a Christian, it gets really difficult.
So please pray for strength and protection for Algeria's believers, as well as for the ministries supporting them. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.